Immigrants make up only a little bit over 3% of Maine's population. That's much less than the national figure of more than 13%. But in spite of barriers to entering the workforce, immigrants are filling critical jobs in Maine as more and more industry veterans retire. As Caroline Losneck reports, one small Portland company is finding ways around the state's labor shortage while also aiming to change the face of construction in Maine.
Then I put 2 coats of paint on these metal stuff.
55-year-old Albin Brother Boynes is up on a ladder talking to the three other men on this crew. They're building out a new storefront on Forest Avenue in Portland.
So now it's dry. I'm putting these back in, and then I'm going to keep doing the same thing all the way down to the end.
The crew works for the construction and renovation company Bondeco.
And it's a word that means the feeling of being family with people who are not necessarily your family. And a feeling of equal.
Orson Horkler, who started Bondeco 2 years ago, says the word is from Lingala, a language spoken by many Congolese and Angolan residents of Portland. Bondeco actively trains and hires immigrants, refugees, and asylum seekers, who sometimes get a work permit before becoming fluent in English. Horkler says the name Bondeco
kind of exemplifies who we are as a business.
Pay starts at $15 to $25 an hour. There are 4 full-time and 2 part-time workers, including a woman on the crew. Horkler says his phone rings off the hook with people looking for work, while his competitors are having a very different experience.
All over the U.S. and in Maine, there's a real crisis in construction. And contractors I know, great contractors, they just cannot find help.
Horkler says both of his parents were immigrants. He lived in Maine as a child, then moved to France until he was 18, returning to the U.S. 21 years ago. Today, 3 languages are spoken on the job site: French, English, and Albanian.
We'll get started on the door.
And the crew often turns to Google Translate and even hand signals to communicate. Horkler and Sam, a 67-year-old experienced carpenter from Albania, use drawings and diagrams.
What's called shaker style.
Horkler communicates more easily with French-speaking workers, like 20-year-old Christopher, who moved from Congo 8 months ago. When Christopher isn't at adult ed, he's working.
And money will come. The more important, if I'm here, is first of all to learn this job. And it helped me about with my English. I really like this job because here I found, in general, all the words in English here. Sometimes at the school, they don't teach me things that they teach me here.
Making sure there are opportunities to learn English, to learn the English specific to that industry.
That's John Scribner, director of Start Smart, a program at Coastal Enterprises that helps new Americans start and grow small businesses.
Being a little more flexible or a little more patient initially, I think, can really lead to a loyal, hardworking employee.
Horkler agrees.
It's actually, I think, is the best place to learn a language is at work.
Beyond language, Scribner says Maine's construction industry as a whole is starting to offer what he calls on-ramps into the trade, like the construction training program offered last year by Lewiston Adult Ed and other agencies. The program included classwork, technical skills training, and job-specific language. 8 graduates completed the curriculum and were offered on-the-job training with local contractors.
This is one solution to that demographic cliff that we're all hearing about and talking about. One of the solutions is the immigrant workforce.
But part of that solution, says Horkler, also requires that the culture redefine who a construction worker in Maine is.
And it's a very strict definition. And it's a definition that at times I've fit really well because I'm white, straight, male.
Horkler says the diversity of his crew often surprises people.
And to me, it's like changing that. When I show up on a job site and people see that and hear that we're from all different countries, they see people of different racial background and cultural background. I want it to be something that people not only expect but even desire.
Workplace camaraderie extends into the off hours. On a recent cold day, the crew helped Horkler move, and Horkler says he helps them in their personal lives as well.
Often after work, I'm helping somebody find housing, calling the hospital to understand a bill, even responding to questions about the most basic knowledge of dating in America, let's say.
Horkler says his company's commitment to working directly with immigrant workers isn't just about helping them become financially secure.
I myself still have sometimes negative experiences of being plunged in this different culture every day. I've created what people might call a safe space on my job site. We all share the joy and the pain of migration, of immigration, of being in the U.S., of not understanding culture.
When the Bondeco crew wraps up this job, they'll start a custom bathroom renovation, building upon work they have already done for restaurants in Maine's red-hot culinary scene and in homes. So far, their hard work is paying off. Albin, Brother Boynes.
Oh, well, every time we do something and it's pretty cool, we post it on Facebook. So we get a lot of response from that, and people love what we do.
For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Caroline Losnick.